You've got it tuned to KHOM, and you might have been hearing in the news recently that with the government shutdown, that the SNAP program or the food stamp program could potentially be affected. And to clear up and give us kind of a rundown of what is happening and how that could affect our local community here, Heidi McHugh, who is the Community Education and Outreach Coordinator for Food for People, is joining us on the other line. Hey, Heidi.
Hi, Lindsay, and happy birthday, KHOM. I just wanted to say something cheerful before we dive into less happy topics at hand.
Well, so, thank you for the happy birthday. So will you give us a little rundown, please, Heidi, on what exactly is happening with the government shutdown and how that could potentially affect food stamp recipients here in Humboldt County?
Yes, and I'm also going to talk about some other federal programs that are federal nutrition programs that could be impacted. So the SNAP program, I just want to say that Congress has never let funding run down to the point of default for this program. So let's hope that that is a historic trend that continues this time. We came close in 2015, and at the 11th hour, essentially, Congress still did the right thing and appropriated more funds. Congress has already appropriated $3 billion in funding for the month of January to get keep the SNAP program afloat. However, we're right now working in hypotheticals. Everything's a big if. Should the shutdown continue into February at this time, the USDA is not saying much. The USDA is who operates the program. Senior administration officials have said there is enough for January, but there could be cutbacks in February. That's all we know at this time. Again, Congress can appropriate more funding, and let's hope that they will do that. Other nutrition programs that are affected by this, the Special Supplemental Program for Women, Infants, and Children, the WIC program, and also the Federal Distribution Program on Indian Reservations, these are currently not receiving any federal funding during the shutdown, and they are essentially operating on state reserves. So these are programs that could see an impact much sooner, and that would be a huge hit for our community members.
Can you talk a little bit about the WIC program and the food distribution program on the Native American reservations, and like how many people does that serve here in our community?
You know what? I don't have those types of numbers, unfortunately. I did not have time to gather those for those. I thought about that, but I can tell you it's significant just through my work that there would be a hit. We certainly serve through our programs at Food for People, people who are already participating in these programs in their communities. So for them to not receive those additional supplements would be huge.
And can you talk about the people who I was doing a little bit of research last night when I caught word that these programs were in jeopardy due to the government shutdown. And they were talking about 38 billion people potentially being affected, and the majority of those people really in situations where this is kind of, this is the way that they get their nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds about right. And other programs that could be affected too, should this go into March, would be programs like school lunch, the child and adult care feeding program that essentially preschools and child care centers utilize to feed our kids. And also even the summer food service program would be unfunded should this go through to March. And then another program that Food for People is trying to keep an eye on, it's the Emergency Food Assistance Program called our Commodities Program, which provides us with USDA produce and frozen meats and other canned goods. And last year it provided 18% of the food we distributed. At this point, the funding is assured through January. And so that would be another big thing to potentially come down the line. So if things continue into the next couple months, not only would people who are already depending on these federal programs need our services would also be reduced through a lack of government operations.
Yeah, so is Food for People in this type of a scenario able to step up and supply the people who would be kicked off of these government benefits with food and nutrition?
Well, right now, with an operating government, according to Bread for the World, which is a great food security organization, their statistics say that for every bag of groceries provided by a charitable organization, 20 bags of groceries are provided by these federal programs that are in danger of not operating should the shutdown continue. So the answer to that is that would be a very tall order that would be difficult for food banks and charitable feeding operations to fill. Because as even with an operating government under the current economy, these organizations like ours are already sort of doing everything we can.
Gotcha. So it sounds to me, if I'm interpreting this correctly, it sounds to me like the food banks are kind of the fallback for when the government is in shutdown like this. But the extent of the need of the people is far beyond what local food banks can supply. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That is correct. Because as we are already part of this system, people utilize the food bank, they're already utilizing SNAP, their children are getting school lunch, they're using WIC, and it's all a combination of ways to help them keep food on their table. And so we cannot fill in that complete gap.
And so you, going back to the beginning of this circumstance, we're funded through the month of January, and well, the SNAP program, rather, is funded through the month of January. The WIC program and the distribution program on the reservations has already been defunded?
Yeah, they are not. Since the shutdown began, they stopped receiving funds, and they are currently operating on the reserves that the state has from the last time they received funding from the federal government.
What about people who have SNAP benefits that they have yet to claim? Are those SNAP benefits able to be used still? Or are they going to go away?
Well, if any benefits that are still in their account would still be, they would still be able to use them.
Gotcha.
Essentially, should the worst case scenario occur, it would be like, say, in March, folks are ready for their account to get there, or in February, folks are ready for their February allotment to appear. That would not come through. But if they already still have funds left over, they can still use those. Those would be honored.
So, Heidi, what is Food for People doing as a response to, you know, it feels like all of this is so on the fence. What is exactly going to happen? But in the hypothetical situation that these benefits through the USDA are not funded in February, what is Food for People doing to gear up for that scenario?
At this time, there isn't a lot we can do to gear up for that. The extent of need that would be created should the worst-case scenario happen is one that would be difficult for us to address. Again, we're even watching to see if our own TFAP supplies will continue to come through to us for our distributions. And it's such a what-if, and it's hypothetical, and we've been here before, too. And hopefully, as what happened before, things will not go on so long as to have these programs be disrupted in this manner. And the House did actually already pass a bill to reopen the government. So we just really need to hope that the Senate follows through and does the right thing.
Gotcha. And so if those bills can go through, then we're good to go for the moment. And this is something that looking ahead in the next few weeks, that if this shutdown were to continue, already the WIC program and the food delivery service to the local reservations, the funding has been cut for that. But perhaps that will be restored soon whenever the government reopens.
Yeah, and those programs have not reported yet that they are not operating. They are running on reserves, which do go quickly.
And does the state have extra reserves to keep those programs open? What does that look like on a state level?
I don't have as much information on that. I know that in 2013, when we had the shutdown, WIC came close to not operating in the state of California.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. But, you know, should the government shutdown continue, Food for People will, of course, be developing a plan of action, and I hope we don't have to have this conversation in a couple weeks, but I would be happy to join you again to talk more about that.
Okay, well, thanks, Heidi, for being able to talk a little bit about what is going on at the current moment. I know that on the national level, there's been a lot of kind of hysteria surrounding these populations that have food insecurity, and then the potential of these programs that are essential to those people going away. So I appreciate you being able to shed some light on how that would affect us here in Humboldt County, and for talking a little bit with us about what Food for People is doing. Do you have any resources that you could turn people on to as far as if folks want to follow this on their own or get some more information?
Yeah, just really two quick ones off the top of my head. I love the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, and then also the Free Food Research and Action Center. Those are good sources of information for policy issues and food insecurity.
Thank you so much, Heidi. I know you got a meeting to run off to. I appreciate you taking some time to talk with us today here on KHUM. That's Heidi McHugh, the Community Education Outreach Coordinator for Food for People, talking about the potential effects that the government shutdown, should it continue, could have on the several different nutrition programs that exist here in Humboldt County. Thanks so much, Heidi.
You're welcome, Lindsay.